This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Rich Bradbury, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm in the studio with
Frida Liu.
12:06 here in the studio today, and a bit of a grotty day outside, grey and not very interesting.
Bit like home for you.
Bit like home for me, yes, indeed it is. You cheeky woman, you. Anyway, we're going to be here talking to you about a topic that we all love. It's one of those evils. It's insurance, folks. Mm. We're talking about insurance today. Specifically, SMEs and insurance. Are SMEs, are Malaysian SMEs insurance savvy? Business insurance, it's often overlooked or low on the company's priority list as it involves expenditure without direct tangible returns. The various myths and misconceptions surrounding business insurance also does not help with its uptake numbers. Ng Kok Keng, CEO of Great Eastern General Insurance Malaysia and Deputy Chairman of, go on Frida.
Persatuan Insurance Am Malaysia of PIAM.
Joins us a little bit later to answer the various questions surrounding business insurance and why it's important for businesses to be covered. So let's take a look at a few things. Contrary to personal insurance, business insurance often seems a little confusing and challenging to business owners who have little to no understanding about it. Most business owners opt out of business insurance because they don't see it as being an essential part of doing business. However, business insurance is a crucial protection mechanism for companies, especially when dealing with unforeseen circumstances. You just mentioned, Frida, things like floods, for example.
Yeah.
Companies can evaluate their insurance needs based on potential risks, which can vary depending on the type of business environments that company operates on. It's especially important for small business owners to be careful and to carefully consider and evaluate their business needs and the risk factors. And this is due to the personal financial exposure in the event of a loss.
Okay, let's talk about some common myths surrounding business insurance. One, it's not important for small businesses. Now, this assumption, while common, is a dangerous one to take as no business is too small or too big for insurance coverage. Risks such as fire, theft, or flood do not choose their targets based on size. Mm. It can happen to anyone when least expected, and smaller businesses can ill afford to have their stocks or assets wiped out by fire or flood with no insurance payout to help with rebuilding efforts. Mm-hmm. Getting home insurance covers home-based businesses as well. For clarity, insurance companies do not consider home and business insurance under the same category, even if the business is home-based. So if a flood or fire damages business assets or equipment, general home insurance will void the claim because those items aren't insured under the home insurance. So there's also the misconception that business insurance strictly covers things like business premises or big machineries. This is not true, as there are many facets of coverage provided in a specialized business insurance.
Business insurance is costly for some people, but this is not true, as business insurance can be quite affordable, actually. They also come in many different options and prices that can be further customized to suit a business risk profile. The insurance premium paid is comparably small in return for peace of mind when it comes to protecting the business. It can effectively protect against the cost of repairs, replacement for damaged equipment, lawsuits, and accidents. Also, legal protection for business is a waste. No. In business dealings, it's important to remember conflicts can and will happen. When conflicts blow up, there's a chance legal action might be taken to resolve it. And to safeguard the business, legal protection is needed to give an added layer of protection against financial losses from potential lawsuits.
A company consisting of one worker can forego business insurance. So that's a myth, right? The number of workers in a company should not matter, as business insurance does a lot more than just disperse claims when something unfortunate happens. Business insurance can also give legitimacy to your company, as it gives bigger companies a sense of confidence and reliability when engaging in a partnership or business deal. For companies specialized or engaged in high-risk industries such as construction, it's especially important to ensure proper and sufficient coverage, even if it's only one person.
So SMEs are an integral part of the Malaysian economy and its people. We know this. And this is very much aligned to global trends where SMEs account for the majority of businesses worldwide and are key contributors to important segments such as job creation and economic development. According to the SME annual report released by SME Corp Malaysia, SMEs contributed roughly 550 billion ringgit to the GDP in 2019. However, the uptake on SME insurance, especially when it comes to natural disasters such as flooding, is still a vital concern. According to AIG Malaysia Insurance Berhad, only 15% of insured policyholders have purchased extra covers such as flood and fire. This would mean more than 80% of SMEs have no coverage against risks like flood or fires. It also goes to show the lack of comprehension on the urgency of the risk and consequences to the overall running of the business.
So even amongst businesses that insure, the majority are actually underinsured. For context, underinsured means not having adequate insurance coverage. This also means insurance payout is not enough to cover the full cost of rebuilding, repairing, or replacing assets vital to running for business. The recent natural disasters that hit us should have been a strong wake-up call for SMEs to be more proactive when it comes to evaluating insurance coverage and readjusting to the new risk environment. The two key reasons why there is still a lackadaisical approach when it comes to business insurance for most SMEs out there, and we mentioned this earlier on, affordability, right? When faced with limited cash flow, SMEs will delay, reduce, in certain cases even decide to forego their insurance coverage. Insurance is considered a non-income generating expense with a full premium payment paid up front, and this is why most SMEs would rather assume the risks themselves. Lack of awareness, right? Businesses are not aware of the type of coverage that's available to them. The various insurance products, riders and perils can make the whole experience of getting insurance coverage intimidating.
Interesting. Now then, if you are running a business, talk to us. Did you get insurance for your business? What were some of the factors helping you make the decision towards getting insurance coverage or not, for those of you that decided not to get insurance? For those of you that have you gone out and bought fire and flood insurance? Have you paid the extra premiums for that?
I've heard some really interesting stories, and there are different kinds of insurance coverage. One actually covers, again, food poisoning. So if you run a restaurant, right, and people complain and you have to cover the costs and all that, so there's insurance coverage for that.
There is.
So, you know, so this is vital. And I was speaking to Christy Ng from Christy.com, and she was talking about how she gets insurance because she saw a friend who had her stock, wasn't shoes, I think it was something else, but her stock clothes. So the clothes was in a building, and there was a flood, and the top floor leaked into the clothes.
Oh.
Damage to the clothes. So, right. Things. Right. You didn't think would happen. I mean, okay, maybe...
So the warehouse was then liable to...
Right. I don't know, right? I mean, what are the implications to your stock?
Interesting. Yeah. All right, folks, let us know. Get in touch as usual. The number is 018-789-8899. Twitter, as usual, we're at BFM Radio. We're going to have some music to take us into the break with Florence and the Machine with Free here on Enterprise Biz Bytes. BFM 89.9.
Binge-friendly movies. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury with...
Frida Liu.
We're talking about business insurance and how it's often overlooked or low on the company's priority list, as it involves expenditure without direct tangible returns. Various myths and misconceptions surrounding business insurance also does not help with its uptake numbers. We're asking you guys, if you want to get in touch with us, whether or not you've taken out business insurance. To do that, get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We're also on Twitter, of course, that's at BFM Radio. We've given you a whole bunch of myths and, you know, reasons why people and businesses choose not to get business insurance. It just seems a little bit odd that companies choose not to do this, you know, and maybe that's just because they're not aware of the huge losses, like you said, Frida, you know, that could occur.
Right.
Just from simple, like your roof just dripping into your clothes.
Exactly.
You know, if that's what you're selling. Right. We're no experts, of course, but we know somebody who is. It is Ng Kok Keng, the CEO of Great Eastern General Insurance Malaysia. He's also the deputy chairman of the Persatuan Insurance and Malaysia. Here he's going to be giving us some business insurance advice. So here we go then. Kok Keng, there's a growing awareness when it comes to insurance these days, as people are becoming a bit more conscious of the need to protect themselves. But what about business insurance? Do you see the same awareness growing as well?
Generally, I think we see a growing awareness among businesses now, especially following the December 2021 flood. I think you will all be clearly remember, it's just about 9 months ago, right? So I think in our various discussions, even with the regulators and engagement with various associations like the SMEs and so on, they also are saying that their members have a growing awareness. But I think it is, growing awareness is good, but I think it needs to be more action-oriented, right. I suppose. Yeah.
Right. And to what extent has the pandemic facilitated conversations about, the acquisition of business insurance?
Pandemic is a unique situation that has affected the world. Yeah, I think that has actually increased the awareness. The only thing is that the pandemic-related insurances are fairly limited because of its nature. Yeah, it's can be very widespread, and the manner how this can be covered can be quite unique. We have not many businesses who have bought pandemic type of cover here. The cover is also, in a way, subject to certain conditions. We do have people who have claimed from it, but not that many, actually. Hmm.
So what can you tell us then about the uptake of business insurance at the moment, especially within the SME sector?
The uptake of business insurance, I think, can be better. I think most of the larger corporates, they will have purchased insurances. I think that's part of their requirement, perhaps part of their risk management activities and concern. I think what probably needs to increase is more of the small to medium sizes businesses. Though there's a growing awareness, but I think some of them may have the misconception that the insurance may be expensive. And perhaps they may not really be aware of the type of insurance they need to purchase. Most of them may only purchase property insurance or fire insurance. But so, that's more to it.
Right. So, Kok Keng, what is the current coverage for SME sectors at the moment?
I think most SMEs would have purchased insurances, Though we have heard that some of the SMEs, especially those who may not have any bank loans, they may forego some of the insurances. If you were to relate it back to the flood, I think most recent history, our industry statistics provided that about 30% of businesses have flood cover. Yeah, but since the flood, I think this has increased slightly to about 32%. I think that's the reason why I say that I think although the awareness have grown, but the take up in terms of buying flood insurance is still below. I think they need to probably really seriously consider that. Yeah. Okay. But insurances, it's not just related to just property. I think there are other type of insurances that I think businesses need to also look at. The common one that most of them would purchase would be liability. But I think what is really lacking is business interruption insurances, the loss of profits insurances, and as well as maybe key man insurances. Yeah, so these are some of the ones that most SMEs may not really think about or consider. They will normally purchase the normal property insurances.
What do you think are some of the factors then affecting current business insurance uptake levels?
I think maybe one is they think that insurance is expensive. Yeah, but really, I think it is not, when you are hit with a claim, right, I think you will find that the insurance is not really expensive. It really comes in very handy to help you mitigate, the losses. Yeah, and the insurance companies also can help you to get back to business. So I think one of the myths about the insurance being expensive is not really the case. I think through competition also, we can see that insurance prices are coming down. Especially for flood insurance also, I think the price is quite cheap. Yeah, the tariff rate is only 0.086%, and it can be lower than that if the value to be insured is higher. I think the second factor could be more of the awareness. Most companies may not really know the type of risk that they need to purchase. Most will probably consider fire insurance as the normal type of cover they will buy. Yeah, but fire insurance is just one of the elements you can buy insurance against, protection against a fire. There's a flood, there's a business interruption, and many others. So in a way, it's just how you look at your risk. You need to really have a good discussion, maybe with among your own team of risk managers, or maybe with an insurance consultant to really determine the kind of exposure that your business could be facing. Right.
You know, businesses are always taking into account the cost benefit when it comes to expenditure. When it comes to insurance, what approach would you advise in terms of balancing the books here?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know that insurance premium can be tax deductible, right? Okay, for most businesses, yeah. So that's one thing that you can spend on coverage, and then you can expense it out as a deduction from the business, yeah. There's really no solid key guideline as to what percentage. If you have to look at how insurance rates are built up, I think it could range from, based against asset value, yeah, it could range to, most of them are below 1%. Yeah, so it's probably 1% or thereabout. You know? So I think that will probably be the rough guideline, depending on the extent you want to buy. Yeah, so if you want to protect yourself more by purchasing more insurances, then you could then spend a bit more. It really depends on whether your company can afford it and whether your company wishes to take that kind of risk.
So there are different products available on the market. What's the scope of what business insurance can actually cover?
Apart from fire, you can purchase a flood. You can purchase a windstorm, okay, impact damage, etc. These are all related to the property insurance. One that I think most businesses may not purchase is business interruption. The business interruption can be a little bit complicated, because it covers loss of business following, let's say, a fire or a flood, yeah. And most companies may not really understand how it works. So I would really suggest that they should seek the advice of an insurance consultant or a broker to do that. Yeah. So apart from property insurance and the related business interruption, you could purchase also liability insurances as well, because the company can be exposed to, you know, other than, you know, the insurance that directly affects the property and the business. They also have a liability exposure. Let's say if they were to cause an incident, you know, to their neighbor or to whoever else, and could be legally liable for it.
You know, so when it comes to making the right choices, what should businesses be looking out for when getting a policy?
Right choices, I think, will depend on how they look at their business needs. Number of insurance companies here operating in Malaysia, okay, and most of them have been operating here for quite a number of years. They do have insurance brokers and insurance agents that can provide you. So I think the best thing would be to seek advice from somebody who really understand your business, understand the risk that your business is facing, and they can probably help you to probably design, the most appropriate type of cover. And of course, then it's up to the up to the businesses themselves. If they think that a certain exposure that their business may have, it's high, then they may wish to protect themselves against that and buy insurance to protect themselves there. Some companies may think that some of the risk may be low, and I think that's why they may not purchase some of the insurances themselves. So actually, it's a choice. It's really what the appetite these businesses would have. Most important, I think, is to get someone who can advise you properly in terms of what you need.
Okay, we've kind of touched on it a little bit, and it's come up in conversation quite a bit here on the show over the last year. The floods that happened in December of last year, a lot of people displaced, financial losses estimated to be 5.3 up to 6.5 billion ringgit in losses on some estimates. How much of these losses are going to be borne by the insurance entities?
Industry estimate that the losses borne by insurance companies is between 1.5 to 2 billion ringgit. That's, I think, between 20 to 30% of the estimated economic losses. So as you can see, 20 to 30%, is that high enough? Probably it should be more than that. We really do not know. We do understand that probably the reason why is between 20-30%, and not any more higher than that, is probably because some businesses may not have purchased flood cover. Like what I've mentioned, maybe up to about 30% of insurance policies that we have statistically have a flood cover. Secondly, could be because they may have been underinsured. So they will probably, they will need to review, you know, the values that they, the value of their assets on a regular basis, you know, every few years to determine the current value, the inflation rates and so on, and adjust their value to be insured.
All right. So moving forward, what advice would you have a company still on the fence when it comes to getting insurance for their business?
I think, well, they could start looking at their risk exposure. What I would suggest is that maybe once or twice a year, you know, they should start to look at what kind of risk that their company is exposed to. They have a discussion between their own management people. And if they need advice, right, again, you know, to seek an insurance consultant, they can probably advise you as to the type of insurance cover that is available in the market. Yeah. And, you know, then make a decision, you know, against what you can afford to purchase. Yeah. But the main cover should usually be what you should be looking at first. You know, that is what we call mostly the property cover. And do consider flood. Yeah. Do consider flood. Because our Malaysian climate now is quite subject to typhoon risk and flooding risk. And as you know, we've usually had flood that occurs every year. The only thing is that end of last year, you know, December last year, it occurred in the Klang Valley. Mm. So that's where most of the built-up areas, the major businesses are located. And I think that really created, you know, really a big eye-opener.
Right.
That was really helpful.
Right. And what he said, right, I think you just have to sit down with a consultant and just check out your risk exposure, right? Mm. And I think that's one thing that we really have to sit down and, like I say, who knew, right? Something like that, and you're stuck, and that's business interruption. I can't sell anything.
Right. I mean, I remember a couple of years ago, pre-pandemic, we were down in Chinatown planning to go to a restaurant, and there was construction happening nearby, and this area was not prone to flooding. Right. But because of this new building that was going up, it had affected the way in which water flowed during a downpour. Right. And so the entire restaurant was completely flooded out. They had to close for like 3 months as they cleaned all the water out and the damage and one thing or another. These are things that you can't predict, you know, and just having something in place like, you know, flood insurance and business insurance, making a huge difference, something that you can feel as though
it makes business sense.
It makes business sense, yeah. And it's, as he said, it's not such a huge investment as a lot of people think. Mm. Anyway, that was Ng Kok Keng, of course, the CEO of Great Eastern General Insurance, also the deputy chairman of the Persatuan Insurance AM Malaysia. Thanks very much for that. All right, if you missed any part of this show, don't forget you can download the podcast wherever you normally get it from. We recommend the BFM app. It's available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. And of course, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow, so don't miss us too much. Now, but don't go anywhere, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay with Sasha Nordin, the CEO of the Malaysian Genomics Resource Centre. Founded in 2004, ACE market listed Malaysian Genomics Resource Centre Rehad, the MGRC, provides genome sequencing and analysis and genetic screening services. They recently signed an MOU with Agilent to expand into the MENA region. CEO Sasha Nordin spoke to the Breakfast Grill about developments in the space of genomics and biopharmaceuticals, sharing the price performance and contracts with the government. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. To take us up there, we've got some music from Audio Slave. Wow, it sounds like they're talking about us, Frida. We'll be right back, of course, tomorrow here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.